San Francisco proposal would allow lawsuits over grocery store closures. San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston unveiled the Grocery Protection Act, requiring grocery stores to provide 6 months written notice before closure. Who the hell are you for me to have to tell you if I'm closing down or not? Backed by a 1984 proposal vetoed by then Mayor Dianne Feinstein, Preston emphasized the necessity of community input, stating our communities need notice, an opportunity to be heard, and a transition plan. How about you protect that business before they have to tell you what's going on? The proposed legislation outlines exceptions for unforeseen circumstances such as natural disasters, but mandates practical notice and collaboration with neighborhood residents and the Office of Economic and Workforce Development to explore alternatives amidst rising store closures in San Francisco, exemplified by Whole Foods location with 568 emergency calls in 13 months and a Safeway store. That is insane, Tom. Facing closure, the Grocery Protection Act seeks to address broader challenges, emphasizing the need for sustainable solutions amidst community concerns. Tom.
Well, first of all, let's do some math here. 568 emergency calls in 13 months. 13 times 30 days is, oh my gosh, 390 days. And let's see. So that's basically, we're coming up on 1.5 emergency calls a day. 568. Think about it, folks. Think about this. What if Mike Tyson said this? I want to fight longer. If I knock you out in the second round, I'm suing you because I wanted to fight longer. And so you have San Francisco policies and refusing to, by the way, this is also the grocery stores and CVS is what we were just talking about. You can find any number of videos watching people coming in with those giant bags, just sweeping stuff off the shelves, sweeping it off the shelves to the point. And then the CVS people, they told their employees, don't touch them. Don't bother them. Don't get in a fight. Maybe they have a knife. Don't get hurt. Just let them do it. So now, after all this is happening and it's so bad, the public policy, now you say, listen, I'm going out of business, I have to close. So in other words, policy knocks out the business owner. Now they're going to sue the business owner for being knocked out. That's what we're looking at here. And really, here's the problem. They are trying to find someone to blame. The bottom line is the liberal freaks that are running government there are looking for someone to blame. Oh, they're greedy, so they're closing stores. Wait a minute. That's not how greed works. Greed works, I want to scale the business. I want more stores in more neighborhoods. I want to beat the other guy. I want to win, and I want to make profit. That's how greed works. So when them saying, oh, greedy business owners are closing stores, we'll give the community the right to sue them. Really? How does this work? This is insanity.
Yeah. So to me, I think about it from a couple different standpoints. I'll say this. Tom, what is the law in San Francisco for theft?
under $1,000, you're scot-free.
They've moved it, but yes.
Did it go high? I'm going minimum $1,000.
Right there. Here we go. If the value of the item.
Vinny was right.
If the value of the item is more than $950, then it is grand theft. Grand theft is a felony. Petty theft, if the value of the item is $950 or lower, then it's called petty theft. Petty theft is a misdemeanor. But what I'm trying to say is, in San Francisco, so what happens? If I go to a store and I rob and I leave, what happens to me? Do they just let me go?
Well, when you have Gavin Newsom and them telling people, listen, don't stop these people or you're going to get in trouble. Because, by the way, a 950, what are they stopping you and going, wait a minute, like a receipt checker at Walmart? How the hell can you gauge?
They were not arresting people. They weren't prosecuting.
And then remember, Tommy, they were like, don't touch them. Don't try to get involved with them. And you nailed it, Tom. It's going to the leadership. Okay. These are the voters.
So then if that's the case,
yeah.
I would say, you want to entertain something like this? Here's what we could do. help us make more profit. Mm-hmm. Help us hit our numbers. Okay. And the way you could do that is to make sure you protect people from feeling safe when they come here. Rob, you can pull up one of the videos how people have chains around a freaking 7-Eleven store in San Francisco. This is a few months ago. By the way, chains, you have to look at this, Rob. I'm going to send this to you, Rob, if you can play this. Okay. If a business is making money, and they feel safe, and the customers feel safe to go there, guess what? No problem. We'll definitely tell you when we're going out of business. We'll announce it to you 6 months before, okay? Then what you could do is, you could potentially have some kind of an update that's happening. Hey, we're thinking about shutting down, and we're going to do, and most businesses anyways give a six-month update. Like, hey, we're going through a sale process right now. We're probably going to be shutting down Q4 of next year or Q4 of this year. You got 9 months. You got 6 months to know about it. But if they're able to give me protection where I'm making profit, I have no problem with it. Watch this, Rob. Play this clip on what's going on in San Francisco to see how ugly and nasty it is.
This is right, like recent?
No, this is 8 months ago. Watch this. Can you put the audio? Because it's just news. You can play the audio. Watch this.
On Geary Boulevard and 17th Avenue in San Francisco,
Adam Nyland.
We've witnessed multiple shoplifters. One of them even took the time to explain why he simply didn't pay.
Nice guy.
Off camera,
San Francisco, bro.
The employee told me they're hit anywhere between 15 to 20 times a day. Out of frustration, a week and a half ago,
look at that.
They decided to chain
you're
up the freezer
section. You're locking up ice cream?
This is one of the hardest hit areas in their store.
Are you kidding
now,
me?
When you want something, you have to press this button. A message goes off on the overhead speaker, and an employee comes to unlock the freezer. According to the employee,
are you kidding me? This is San Francisco, folks. 8 months ago.
They can't challenge shoplifters.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this is still happening. What, did you think they stopped? You didn't stop? Here's my question to you, though. I know incentivizing, they incentivize bad behavior, but can you explain to me, just in layman terms, as the politician, as the mayor, as the people that are running San Francisco, what defunding the police and making a $950, like, why are you doing that? You want this to happen. Why? I'm confused. Do you want people just to go on Amazon and do these big corporation buys? Because they're killing these companies. They're killing the small and mom and pop shops. It's like it's a coordinated effort. This isn't, guys, this isn't by accident, Tom. This is by design.
Yeah, this is income redistribution, number one. This is also the city trying to, reduce its welfare expense by actually, you move the consequence off to $950. You do not enforce arrests of people for misdemeanors. And basically what you have is income redistribution, where corporate America is basically providing food stamps and things for people who just want to take it. Unfortunately, if you take a look at it, you know, you've got high dollar items and alcohol and things that are being stolen. And so the question really is, you know, all they have to do is move the law back down, move it back down to $250, that it's grand theft for $250, number one. Number two, you take and you put officers. You don't need a squad of officers and a police dog. You need one guy. You need one guy, you know, at, you know, various stores.
A deterrent.
To provide deterrent. Yeah. And that, because otherwise, if you tell the store, you have to live with the shrinkage and you have to hire it. There's also lawsuits. Let's say Pat's dad was working in San Francisco at a store and he reaches out and he tells somebody, don't steal that. And then he gets injured. Then he sues his employer and said, you didn't provide security and protection for me. Mm-hmm. And a robber that you know is coming in every day hurt me. So that's why they tell their employees, don't interfere and get yourself hurt, because they don't want to get sued. And so the city knows it and understands it, that the path to solution here is actually not difficult, but the city, especially.
So, Tom, this is what it makes me think about. Here's what it makes me think about.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, it makes me think about this. I wrote a few things down. So they're either doing this, because they want the vote. And to keep the vote, you have to make sure you keep the poor poor. There's a lot of power in keeping the poor poor. Adam, you're good.
Can I be coloring?
Sorry about that.
Yeah. There's power in keeping the poor poor. There's a lot of power in keeping the poor poor. There's a lot of power in keeping the uneducated uneducated. What was the most powerful thing about the movie Book of Eli? What was it?
With
this one book, I can control the world, right? With this one book. Yep. And he was one of the only guys that knew how to read. What do you got to do? You don't want to teach other people how to read. That was the way a lot of envious people that are driven by power and force do. I don't want to keep you poor, keep you dumb, keep you uneducated. One time, one of my friends called me. He says, hey, Pat, I know you're all about recommending books to your employees and all these guys, but some of these guys are starting to question some of the things that we're doing, that we can do it better, man. I'm thinking about no longer letting my guys read books. I said, that's the whole idea. You want your guys to be reading books because you want them to develop and be thinking in a different way. So one, they're either wanting these communities to be able to get away with this because they keep their vote. Number two, they want to destroy these cities so people leave. Okay. Number three, they hate success and they're envious of anybody with wealth and success. Those three are the ones. Or they're just terrible leaders and they're dumb. So we have to pick and choose. Which of those four is it?
I don't think it's the dumb one.
You think they want to keep the vote?
I think
they want to destroy the people because they want them to leave to other cities? Or do you think they hate success and they're envious of people with wealth?
I think number one would be my number one.
One and three.
Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what happens with one and three? Here's what happens with one and three. The same way the 99-cent store model has a lifespan because eventually you forget about it, it's Biden's fault. It's, no, I'm not talking about that. Under any administration, that model that's tied, if the brand is tied to a number, you're eventually not going to succeed, right? Eventually, the people that you keep poor, you know what happens to a couple of them? A couple of them realize how dirty you are, and what do? They revolt against you, okay? That happens in movies. That happens with many different things. And number three, you hate success and wealthy people? Guess what? They are never, ever losing any opportunities of going to another company, another country, another state. People are always looking for great businesses. So those two are going to destroy a city, and then eventually they're going to be like, what happened to San Francisco? You know, we used to be like the greatest city in the world. Well, bad policies drove a lot of great people out. And by the way, here's what's even weird about this. If, Adam, you got anything you want to add to this?
I'll be quick on this one. So Dave Chappelle actually said it best. So Dave Chappelle is Killing Me Softly. It was in, 1999? I'll sum it up real quick. He tells a story about he's doing stand-up. And a limo driver picks him up. And the limo driver's all cool. And he's like, hey, man, where you from? D.C.? Yeah, man, D.C., cool. All right, cool. Yeah, what you doing in town? Yeah, I do a comedy show. And he gets a phone call. He's like, say what? Hold on. He did what? I'm on my way. And then all of a sudden he starts driving off. And Dave Chappelle's just in the back of the limo and he goes, I just look around, I see gun store, liquor store, liquor store, gun store. Where the fuck are you taking me? And he realized, oh shit, he's going to the hood.
Yeah.
And amazing thing from Dave Chappelle. But the point is this, it comes down to three things. Supply and demand, investing and divesting.
I'm still trying to find out what purpose of that story.
So the point is this. When you start eliminating necessary corporations and stores from the communities that need it most, the 99-cent store example we just talked about for 10 minutes, who needs it most? The poor people.
Of course.
You just had a cicada moment.
Yes.
Cicada.
Yeah, cicada moment. But by the way,
about the San Francisco stores that are closing grocery stores.
For what?
People need decent food.
Yeah.
So they don't eat at freaking Burger King and McDonald's and shitty stores every single day. Chick-fil-A, shout out to that. Walgreens, we did a story about 2 months ago. Ariana Presley was the congresswoman in Boston slamming Walgreens for shutting down because everything was getting robbed. The point is, these bad policies have consequences, whether it's a 99-cent store, whether it's a grocery store, whether it's a Walgreens or a pharmacy.
For what it's worth.
With law and order, these stores will leave.
Short answer. So for what it's worth, Rob, for what it's worth, I think it's the perfect time to transition to this. Is it Thursday or Wednesday night? Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I want you guys, Adam hasn't done comedy for a while.
Yeah.
Thursday night at the Miami Improv.
At 8 p.m., but show up a little bit early. I'm headlining.
7:30, Vinny.
Yep. Vinny is headlining. Yes. Vinny is headlining, but Adam's going to open.
No.
I am wanting, listen, show up. Rob's going to be there as well. Adam is testing his comedy now.
This is the Valuetainment takeover is going to be at the Improv.
All right, let's put the link below. Well, let's continue.
Come on, Rob.
Thursday night, Miami Improv.
We are all, Vinny. Every one of us is limited. What do they say in golf? Mulligan? What is
one
it?
Mulligan.
You get one cicada per podcast.
So if you like this clip and you want to watch another one, click right here. And if you want to watch the entire podcast, click right here.